Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
From South China Morning Post, this is Inside China Tech. Insights into what matters.
Come work for us because we are 996.
Are you okay?
大家好，我是骆天一。
I started Alibaba 1999 in my apartment.
What's your problem? Speed and data. And that's where China comes in.
Here's your host, Zen Su.
杨洋, the producer of this show, was born in the 1990s when China's internet had just kicked off. When it comes to China's social media growth, she didn't just witness it. She grew up with it. She lived it. At first, she was texting friends over phone messages or MSN in middle school. Then in high school, she was chatting with her crush on Tencent QQ and writing blogs on QQ Space. In university, everyone started sharing their life on WeChat Moments or Weibo. And of course, not to mention, there's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. So by this point, Yang feels like a qualified millennial. She understands how different social media platforms work, what to expect, and how to interact with people on them. Until... TikTok is an app for sharing short videos and belongs to a Chinese tech company called ByteDance. Last year, it was one of the most downloaded apps globally, and according to its latest data report, Douyin, which is TikTok's equivalent in China, its daily active users have exceeded 400 million people worldwide. The two apps are mostly identical, but are used very differently in different markets. The app's great popularity and its Chinese roots have caught the attention of US regulators, who are scrutinizing the platform over national security and censorship concerns amidst the US-China trade war. So, to better understand how TikTok and Douyin work in both their domestic and international markets, our producer Yang went to visit two stars, both with millions of followers. One is a 16-year-old who moved to Los Angeles to develop his acting career, and the other, coming up in the next episode, is a family of toddler triplets living on the outskirts of Zhuhai, a city in southern China. Here's Yang.
Even if you don't have TikTok, you probably have seen content from TikTok on your other social media. You know, it's that video watermarked with a vibrating TikTok logo at the corner, featured with people you don't know and sounds you never heard of. In a fear of missing out, I downloaded TikTok on my phone, started watching videos it automatically fed me, and I just couldn't understand. I saw a video of a banana surgery where a person sort of does a C-section on a banana. He cuts this big banana open and takes out a small banana that's stuffed inside. That video got more than 6 million likes.
It really smells like a public restroom.
This video got 2 million likes. It's a girl trying kombucha for the first time.
It smells like a public restroom! You know what?
Her funny face quickly becomes an internet meme.
Well...
The list goes on and on. 5 million likes for a person who's chased by a flying cockroach.
Run.
18 million likes for a massive elephant toothpaste reaction, which, by the way, is a chemical experiment that creates a volcano of foam. And I'm just really puzzled by how random and viral these videos can be, and I want to understand what the drive is here. So when Zen asked me if I want to talk to a TikTok star in LA when I was on vacation there, I was all in.
Thank you so much.
I took an Uber to where Parker Panel, the TikToker, lives.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'm supposed to keep going. It's a really nice neighborhood, by the way.
It's a very nice neighborhood about half an hour drive from downtown LA. You can hear jazzy music playing, you've got Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Apple, Amazon, all these fancy brands at a stone throw. There's even a giant fountain at the very center. Parker's apartment has a view overlooking all of these. He told me that he pays for his apartment. He's only 16. While I'm waiting for him at the fountain, let's set up some basics. TikTok is an app for making and sharing short videos, most of which last less than 15 seconds. The first thing you see is a page called For You. It's an algorithmic feed of videos the app thinks you might like even if you haven't followed anybody. You navigate through videos by scrolling up and down, and once you start watching, its AI would take notes of what you liked, what you watched again, to decide what to show you next. For creators, TikTok is a one-stop shop that equips you with all sorts of tools. Filters, effects, sounds. Oh, Parker's here. I'll let him tell you more about that.
Hello. Hey, Parker.
How's it going? That's me, Parker Pano. Nice to meet you.
This is my
dad. This is
I'm Rick Pano.
I'm Jan. Nice to meet you.
Parker grew up in Kentucky with the dream of becoming an actor. At age 14, he started nudging his parents to move to LA to pursue that dream.
I try to persuade them every single day. I was like, guys, I need to move to LA, and I'm seeing growth in my social media, because at the time I was doing YouTube, Lil PTV, but now it's Parker Panel. But yeah, I was like, I need to move to LA, and I also, like, I want to get into the acting industry. I would watch people on TV. I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I could be on Disney Channel. I could do this on Nickelodeon. And my parents were like, all right, we're going to do it. And it took a really long time and a lot of persuading, but I finally moved to LA.
His parents agreed to let him move to LA with the legal guardian they hired. Parker started taking acting classes weekly while finishing high school online. But landing a gig in LA was difficult. He tried to keep posting videos on YouTube to get noticed, but a few thousands of views were just not enough. Then he heard about TikTok.
So a lot of my friends were already taking on the app, and they had already millions of followers. And at that time, it literally was only out for about 2 or 3 months. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, people are experiencing fame through this app. And that's what I'm trying to do through social media. And I found my way in by using TikTok. And TikTok is it's a platform where you can grow your audience so much quicker than if you're on Instagram or YouTube, which takes a lot longer. TikTok, you can really grow it if you have a couple viral videos.
Can you just describe some of the most viral videos you have?
Mm-hmm, I'd love to. And I'm glad you asked this question, because as you know, I'm always thinking about content. So Dad, if you would like to film a quick Instagram story for me so I can get something on my Instagram story.
He wanted to take some Instagram story shots of being interviewed, so he paused.
It is already recording. There we go. So I can get a little Instagram story.
Cool.
All right, so let's see. What was the question you asked one more time?
Can you describe some of the most viral videos you've had?
Yeah, let's see. The most viral video I ever had has 18 million views. It's almost at 20 million views. It's growing, like, views every single day. It has 2.3 million likes, and it was a video of me singing in a grocery store. Yeah, it's super interesting. What I did is I propped up my phone, and then I got my legal guardian in the video, and we started singing really badly. Like, I'm not a singer at all. Like, I'm terrible at singing, but I have this thing that I can do with my voice where I can talk really high. I'll even do it for you. I'm off the deep end, watch. That's all I'll do, because I don't want to lose my voice. Like, it kind of already is lost right now. But I went to the grocery store.
Thanks, Parker. That was essentially a lip-syncing video, which is one of the most common videos you see on the app. TikTok was launched in 2017 by its parent company, ByteDance, which is a Chinese company based in Beijing. At that time, all it wanted to do is to expand. In the same year, ByteDance acquired Musical.ly for $1 billion, another social media app that was already gaining feet among young people in the US. To drive downloads of TikTok, ByteDance reportedly spent $3 million a day on advertising in the US. Within a year, TikTok became the new kid on the block. Young people flooded to it. Big influencers on Instagram or YouTube quickly follow suit. You even start to see Hollywood celebrities creating content exclusively for TikTok. There's Will Smith.
I guess I'm on TikTok now.
Ellen DeGeneres.
You TikTok me and I'll TikTok you.
We TikTok each other.
Reese Witherspoon, just to name a few.
Reese Tick.
No.
Reese Talk.
No.
Reese to the Tick, no. To the Talk.
For creators, TikTok gives you the freedom to make whatever videos you want. If you're a musician, for example, you can add your own music to your TikTok videos and promote it as a meme. That's how Old Town Road, this year's Grammy nominee, got noticed in the first place.
Once they hit TikTok and it was going viral, I was like, okay, we won.
Not only does TikTok help you edit your video, it inspires you. It tells you what's trendy, what to make. And it doesn't matter if it's original or not. There are various challenges on TikTok, which are videos that you can just pick up the format and do your own version. You can respond to other people's videos with a duplicate video and post them side by side. It's designed to maximize interaction.
So there's a thing called the For You page, and the For You page means that TikTok will promote viral videos, so you just scroll through there and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that's a good idea. And there'll be a sound, so then you'll just save the sound, favorite it, and then I normally put that sound to my video.
To demonstrate this, Parker prepared something to film for this interview. So we were downstairs at the entrance of Parker's apartment building.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna find a good angle where the sun's shining. We're gonna go ahead and just put the automatic door sticker right there on the door. I'm making sure the lighting looks
good. Parker bought this automatic door sticker on Amazon, and the idea was to stick it on the front door, which wasn't automatic.
Yo, I love this. I literally love it. So it looks like it's an automatic door, but it's literally just a normal door.
And have his dad pretend to be pranked.
You're literally just gonna walk at the door and then hit it and be like, oh, that's not an automatic door, and you're gonna fall to the ground. Over-exaggerate your reactions, which I also find very crucial to when you're filming videos. Over-exaggerate everything you do because it seems more like realistic, you feel like, and also the viewers didn't feel like a connection to you. And then be like,
after
oh
a quick demo, Parker started filming.
I'm gonna give you a 3, 2, 1, and you're just gonna, don't look back at the camera, by the way. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh my gosh, he's going. Oh my gosh, wait, ready? Oh gosh. Oh my. All right, so we got the shot. That looks perfect. That was great. Look, now everybody's staring too. If you turn it around, look.
Meanwhile, people were staring at us in confusion, some even in concern.
Now we're gonna do it.
I was so concerned.
Oh yeah, he's great. Oh yeah, everybody's so concerned.
Parker watched the shot. It wasn't perfect. And he asked his dad to do it again.
So we're gonna do it one more time and here's.
And again.
I hate to say this, we need to do it one more time. Here's why. So this is the issue with like filming again. So we have 15 seconds to film a viral video. And that's the biggest struggle with TikTok is you have to cram everything into a very short form video. So what I want to do, Dad, is we need to do the whole reaction quicker. So what I have so far is about.
And again.
Actually, I want to do the final part one more time. One more time, because think about it. I backed up.
Through this process, his dad was supportive and cooperative.
Watch it one more time.
He really thinks it through. You can tell he doesn't just throw it up there. He thinks the timing and all that through.
Right.
It's crazy some of the stuff he does to think hundreds of thousands of people are actually going to be watching this.
Right.
And then in some case, or listen or watch it or whatever, in some case, millions. So it's crazy to me.
And that's what I'm struggling to understand here. The pool of content on TikTok is enormous. Some of it becomes viral, some is great, but most of it seems meaningless and mindless. And that's what's most confusing to me. TikTok users spend an average of about 1 hour a day on the app. I mean, why? I threw this question to Parker.
I'm trying to understand TikTok as a medium, right? And sometimes I feel like the videos I see, they are really, I guess, mindless, and somehow it got like really popular. So I think I'm trying to solicit an answer from you, who is, you know, the TikTok celebrity here. And I wonder, like, do you see these content a pastime for people, or you think they have creative values?
You know, I would definitely say that it does have creative value behind it, no matter what it is. But I do think a lot of the content that is posted onto the platform is on the foolish side. And I look at it and I say, why in the world is this getting so many views? And I do that kind of stuff too. And I look at it, I'm like, holy cow, that just got 10 million views for something that
makes zero sense to me. And I have several videos like that, and I'm like, what in the world? It which blows me away. But I'm taking advantage of that and seeing that that my viewers are enjoying that kind of content, so I will keep creating more. But I'm thinking of a good sentence. Here we go. I got you with a good sentence. Living life to the fullest, 15 seconds at a time with my creative videos.
That's not bad.
How's that? Is that
not
a good sentence?
Not bad. Yeah. It's a good slogan.
Because that's kind of, I guess, the way
By the time this interview was done, Parker's video got 9,100 views and 2,800 likes. He wasn't thrilled. That wasn't great considering he had almost 1 million followers. Parker told me that he doesn't make money directly from TikTok. He sometimes live streams to interact with his followers and they can send virtual gifts, which can be converted to cash. But TikTok's new policy requires users to be at least 18 years old to receive or give gifts. So Parker cannot do that anymore. But money isn't what he's after.
So I think first things first, I don't focus on making money when I go live. Like, I think money is just a commodity that comes along with it. But I think when I go live, I just make sure to engage with them. And I say, hey guys, Parker Pennell back with another live stream. But I'll always shout them out and be like, hey, what's up, Rachel? What's up, Rebecca? How you doing? Thanks for being a fan of mine. And I'll be like, hey, if you guys do want to send gifts, make sure to ask your parents first. And if you do, I will like write down your name on my arm, or I'll give you a shout out, or I'll like your post, or I'll follow you. And I think it's certain, just like certain gifts that you can give back to them. You know, like if you send me a drama queen, I'll follow you. You know, I think it's giving back to your viewers.
What is a drama queen?
A drama queen is like, it's $100 that they send you, but TikTok takes $50 of that, and then I take the other 50 of that.
For Parker, TikTok is just a means to an end. He hopes to use the influence he has gained in TikTok to kickstart his acting career.
It has helped me a lot. I've noticed that I get more callbacks. I did one Nickelodeon show, and they saw that I have a presence on social media, and they liked me more. I didn't book the job, but I've noticed that they find that I can help promote their show, and it's been helpful for me too, so it's great.
So would you say you're using TikTok as a vehicle to go to where you actually want to go instead of being just on TikTok?
Yes, I'm using it as a gateway into the entertainment industry.
A survey last year of 3,000 kids found that being a YouTube star was the most sought-after profession among kids in the US and the UK. Kids in China, on the other hand, wanted to be astronauts. After a few weeks, my TikTok knows me much better. It started to send me cute dog videos and nerdy memes. And before I know it, I've spent yet another half an hour on the app, mindlessly consuming videos. But that doesn't matter whether it's original or meaningful. TikTok favors whatever will hold people's eyeballs. Just do your best and retain my attention for 15 seconds. Before I'm passed along to the next one.
On the next episode of Inside China Tech, we look at Douyin, the Chinese equivalent of TikTok, where for many stars, fame is just a path to wealth and converting traffic to cash is what matters. We attended a class where people learn how to get rich on Douyin. And we travel to Zhuhai, a city in southern China, to visit a family with triplet girls who successfully monetized their life on Douyin. Yang Yang is the producer, editor, and sound designer of this episode. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do rate us on iTunes or subscribe to us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and basically wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle is @Zensu. And if you'd like to read more tech stories happening on this side of the world, head to scmp.com/tech. In the meantime, happy Lunar New Year. Bye!
For exclusive first-hand insights and analysis of China's AI industry, you need the China AI Report 2020, produced by the SCMP research team with input from the big names and pioneers in China's AI industry. It's what you need to understand and utilize AI for your business strategy. For an exclusive 50% discount, simply send an email to research@scmp.com and use the promo code EARLYBIRD in the subject header. Offer ends February 2nd. The China AI Report 2020 by SCMP Research.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.